This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Ukrainian official said Thursday Russian shelling struck residential buildings in Zaporizhia, killing at least two people. Governor of the Zaporizhia region posted on Telegram that five other people were trapped in rubble following the attack. Ukraine controls the city, but the Zaporizhia region is mostly occupied by Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Wednesday declaring Russia was annexing Zaporizhia and three other regions. That's a move denounced by Ukraine and its Western partners, as well as the United Nations, as a violation of international law. Zaporizhia is home to Europe's largest nuclear power plant, and shelling in the area in recent months has raised international fears of a nuclear disaster. A former policeman burst into a daycare center in northeastern Thailand, killing dozens of people, mostly children, in the deadliest rampage in the nation's history. AP correspondent Karen Chama has the story.
The attacker killed at least 24 children, most of them preschoolers, and several teachers as he continued to fire on people as he fled the scene. When he returned home, he killed his wife and his own child before killing himself. In a nearby hospital, people queued to give blood. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha told reporters he was shocked by the ex-officer's actions. "This shouldn't happen. I feel deep sadness towards the victims and their relatives." Hours after the shooting, a stream of emergency workers emerged from the daycare, each of them carrying white coffins. Authorities say the assailant was fired from the force earlier this year because of a drug offense. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea fired two more short-range ballistic missiles early Thursday as diplomats at the UN Security Council were locked in debate over how to respond to the launch of another missile over Japan 2 days earlier. North Korea's latest ballistic missile test marked the sixth in 12 days. It came hours after a U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, returned to waters near South Korea for additional trilateral naval drills. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida Thursday decried the volley of missile fire as absolutely unacceptable. During a 25-minute phone call Thursday evening local time, Japan's Kishida and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol jointly condemned North Korea's action. Dozens of clinics in the United States have stopped providing abortions since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. AP correspondent Donna Warder has that story.
An analysis by the Guttmacher Institute found that ever since the U.S. Supreme Court left abortion rights up to the states, at least 66 clinics in 15 states have stopped providing abortions, with the number of clinics dropping from 79 to 13. The Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights, says nationally there were more than 800 abortion clinics in 2020. The new report does not include data on hospitals and physicians, but the Institute notes that clinics provide most of the U.S. abortions. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol will hold a hearing next week, its first since July. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As it ended the last public session,
the dam has begun to break.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney promised more to come in the probe of Donald Trump's bid to overturn his election loss. The Thursday hearing will put the panel back in the spotlight fewer than 3 weeks before the midterm elections. The panel's chair has said the hearing would touch on revelations about Trump's chief fundraising vehicle, a political action committee now under Justice Department scrutiny. The hearing's also expected to include clips of interviews conducted since July, potentially including one with Ginni Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas's wife. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sweden's domestic security agency said Thursday that its initial investigation into explosions last week along two Russian natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea has strengthened suspicions of serious sabotage as the cause. And once again, our top story this hour, a Ukrainian official said Thursday that Russian shelling struck residential buildings in Zaporizhia, killing at least two people. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.